Time now for a look at Gateway area death notices. Ken Howard of Moorhead, a retired Round County teacher, principal, and coach, passed away at his residence Monday. Survived by his wife, Jane Howard, son Ty Howard, daughter Candy Dales, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, other family and friends. A celebration of life, 11 a.m. this morning, at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. The service will be live-streamed at the Northcutt & Son Facebook page. Burial to follow in the Adams Plank Cemetery. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Ken Howard. Marvin Bentley, 84, Wellington, passed away Monday at St. Joseph Mount Sterling. He was a retired coal miner and U.S. Army veteran, member of Masonic Lodge 682, 25 years of service as past Master Mason, and member of the Alhassa Shrine. Survived by his wife of 58 years, Lorraine Bentley, two daughters, Tracy McGowan and Rhea Bentley, son Michael Bentley, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Services 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Big Woods Community Church with burial in the Big Woods Community Cemetery. Visitation afternoon today till time of services at the church. The Menifee Home for Funerals in Frenchburg caring for arrangements for Marvin Bentley. Tammy LaVon Cox, 62 of Wellington, passed away Tuesday at St. Joseph Lexington. She was a retired respiratory therapist from Mary Childs Hospital and worked in foster care. Survived by her mother, Kathleen Ballinger, sons Richard, Tyler, and Andrew Cox, brother Gene Whitaker, grandchild Jackson Cox, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Preceded in death by her husband, Randy Cox. Services 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Tall Funeral Home, Frenchburg. Burial to follow in the Cox Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home Frenchburg caring for arrangements for Tammy LaVon Cox. Jocka Fave Levin Sloan, 83 of Olive Hill, the widow of Fonza Sloan, passed away Saturday at Pioneer Trace Nursing and Rehabilitation in Flemingsburg. Survived by brother Albert Blevins, sister Lily Jones, five stepchildren, Glenna Sloan, Gladys Runyon, Della Buckler, Ivan Sloan, and Millie Withrow. Services 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Sardis Cemetery. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Jocka Fave Blevin Sloan. Catherine Holbrook, 92 of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center, Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, Gateway Child Care, and First Church of God. She attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry, and her husband, Terry Ferix, sister, Barbara Sammons, brother, Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren, along with a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Services 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61 of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, two daughters, Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, three sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. Saturday at the Richardson Funeral Home with burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Audrey Salyer Cotts, Jr., 92, of Moorhead, passed away Thursday. Survived by his brother, Bernard Cotts, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life, 2 p.m. Saturday at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow at the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post No. 126. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58 of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Haffer, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday and afternoon Sunday at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. And Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Canton, Ohio, and retired after 27 and a half years with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War Navy veteran, member of the Holmesworth Masonic Lodge 499, Scottish Rite, and Tadmore Shrine Temple. He was of the Free Will Baptist faith. Survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, daughter Jonda Carnes, three brothers, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, sister Maxine Harris, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Graveside services 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park with military rites presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post No. 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Masonic services conducted 7 p.m. Sunday by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge 629. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Jake Rose. That's been a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. A final look at news is next.